Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Saints. Welcome to today's Tea Time and House broadcast. I'm Bishop Hutchinson. I'm so blessed, privileged, and highly favored to have another opportunity to come and speak life to you again today. I pray that you're blessed, Saints, wherever you are around the world. We're so excited to be able to come before you today with a lesson entitled Faith at Work. Faith at Work. And we're going to be looking at the book of James, chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. So I pray that you have your Bible, your paper and pencils, that you be prepared to take notes, study along with us. We always encourage you to do this, thanks to God, because we want you to be able to search the scriptures right along with us to see whether the things that we say are so or not. We're also so excited and thankful for all of you who are gathering with us for our Cell Church Fellowship here in Forest Park, Georgia, as well as New Life Ministries in South Carolina, and our various Bible college and seminary students around the world. God bless each and every one of you today. I'd like to remind you of what our foundational text is for the members of Christ Universal Church from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, which tells us that we are a royal priesthood, and not just an ordinary priesthood, but a royal priesthood. And I want to remind each and every one of you of what that means today before we get started with our lesson. So let me read it for you once again. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "But you are a chosen generation, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession." This is describing who you are as a child of God. Let me say it again. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're God's special possession. Hallelujah. And we are called to declare the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise the Lord. Thanks to God. Be reminded today of who you are. Every member that's meeting around the world, your small groups, and if you're in the Atlanta metropolitan area, you're welcome to come out and join us for our weekly Cell Church Fellowship here at Forest Park. Let me leave you our phone number where we can be reached at 678-278-9622. Or you can visit our main website, which is www.agministries.net. You'll see a link to Grace Bible College and Seminary, the Ambassador's Ministry of Fellowship, as well as Christ Universal Church. We'd love to have you as a part of our studies and fellowship with us. We also invite you to come out to our annual Pinnacle of Success Conference scheduled for Saturday, May 28th, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. You can visit the website, pinnacleofsuccess.org, to register for that. Registration is free, but seating is limited, so go ahead and get your registration in for this year's conference. Now, again, our subject or title that we're going to look at today is coming from the book of James, and we're going to be talking about faith at work. Many people who confess Christ, profess to know Christ, say they have faith. They may say they have faith in the sense of faith in a certain religion. They may say they have faith in God. They may say they have faith to believe. But today we're going to talk about faith in at work. Whatever that faith that you say you're placing in or on or whatever you believe, it must have a corresponding action in order for it to be relevant to everyday life. And so as we look at the scriptures from the book of James today, we're going to see how faith becomes relevant because faith goes to work. And so let's read our foundational text from James chapter 2, verse 14. James chapter 2, verse 14 from the New International Version reads, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds or works? Can faith save them?" Let us pray. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory this day. We thank you for your dominion, your power, and your majesty. We thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, and your kindness. We thank you for love, joy, and peace that's manifested in our lives today. I pray that your power and your love and your mercy will be upon every person under the sound of hearing my voice today, that you bring healing, provision, and salvation into their home. I thank you that you're calling forth nations to come before Jesus Christ and be saved. May this lesson today teach us and encourage us, instruct and inspire us how our faith can be at work in our lives, in our families, in our situations, and over every situation and circumstance that we face in life. May our faith come alive and may it be active and living in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to say with me, saints, faith at work. Now, when I talk about this lesson, I was thinking about how love is also the conclusion of it, something that's set in motion. When we say that we love someone, usually it's simply words or a warm feeling or somehow we feel good about the person, generally because they make us feel good. But just as love is the root cause of compassion, which is love in action, we're going to see that work is the corresponding action to faith in action. If your faith is real, it will produce works or deeds that correspond to what you say you believe. And this is what James talks about in the text that we're going to look at today. And so I believe that this lesson is very relevant for each and every one of us who are listening today, because our faith must go beyond simply a set of beliefs, or it must go beyond believing in God in general. It must go beyond the things that you can believe God for. So even if you're believing God for something, something must happen in order for you to receive that which you're believing for. And so we see Jesus mentioned in a separate text that it's believed that you shall receive whatever you ask for. And usually the thing that connects us from what we say we believe and receiving it is prayer. So prayer is the work of faith that brings about the things that we hope to receive. Hallelujah. If we believe that we're going to receive it, we make a request unto God. And so we're going to look at some more practical ways in which faith must go to work in our life in order for it to be relevant and cause our witness to be effective in the earth. And James talked a lot about this. So if you're going to be reading along with us, we're going to be from verse 14, which I read as our foundational text, and I'm going to take a look at that again. So if you're taking notes, write down faith at work. And so what is work, thanks to God? Work is an activity. Work is something that we engage in. And so our faith must be an activity. And in order for it to be an activity, it must be active. And active means that it must be in motion or moving. It must be doing something or accomplishing something. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I want your faith to be at work today in your life to do something for you, to accomplish things for you, to have things manifested in your life, to reap a harvest for you. Somebody said to me, faith at work. And as we look at these texts today, not only will our faith at work benefit us, but it will also benefit those around us. Again, here we are in James chapter 2, verse 14. It says again, what good is it, my brothers and my sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no works or deeds? Can faith save them? So if you take a look at that particular text, of course, faith is necessary in order for us to be saved by Jesus Christ. We put our faith in him, but we put faith in his work. Not, we don't just put faith in the name of Jesus unless we have faith that Jesus' name means that he has accomplished something for us. So the name Jesus means Savior or one who saves. And what did Jesus do to bring about our salvation? Well, he came in obedience to Christ, to God's word. He wrapped himself in flesh. He submitted himself to the cross. He did work, preached, taught, He did things in the earth, but the thing that accomplished our salvation was the sacrifice of his own blood. So when we say we have faith in Christ or faith in Jesus, we must also have faith in the work that he has done in order for our faith to be complete. I pray today that you understand this, thanks to God, because just saying that you have faith in God or Jesus is not enough. And we're going to see this in our text that we're going to read today. So again, verse 14 told us, it ended with a question, can faith save them? Now let's read verse 15. It says, suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and be well fed, but does nothing, someone said does nothing, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In other words, you're saying, what good is that kind of faith for those that you have just spoken to? And I'm afraid a lot of people in Christendom or maybe other religions as well, they speak the words of faith. They say they believe in God. They have faith in God. They have faith in Jesus. They have faith in a certain religious thinking. So James is saying that's good if you have faith, but what good is your faith if it doesn't go to work, or there's no corresponding action, or your faith does nothing for you, and it does not do anything for anyone else? We also know that Jesus, when he showed us, he was a man of great works. He went about doing good. I want someone to say me, doing. Jesus went about doing good. And so if we're going to be imitating the life of Christ and becoming Christian, which means Christ-like or having the mind of Christ, our faith should cause action, or it should cause works or good deeds to take place, just as we saw Jesus went about doing good, and it says he healed all who were sick and oppressed of the devil. So here James is speaking to us again about faith, that word. So what good is it? He kept asking. If you have faith but have no deed, what good is it, he says, if you speak words of faith and warm words to people who are in need, but you do not provide the things they need? James says, what good is it? He goes on in verse 17. In the same way, faith by itself, not that faith is not necessary, children of God, but what he's saying is that faith by itself, that is just a confession of faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by works, it is dead or useless or no good at all. And this is what the Apostle James says to us, thanks to God, and I pray that as you examine your life of faith, that it is more than just a confession out of your mouth. I pray that it will be some substance to your faith. I pray that it will be evidence of your faith, not only in your life, but in the life of those around you. Somebody says faith at work. Yes, we're exploring the teaching from the book of James that outlines practical faith in action or faith at work. So we see in these first few verses that we've read in 2 James, second chapter, we're down to verse 18 now, where the writer continues to talk about how our faith can go to work and how our faith should be at work and what should be the corresponding action or what should be the reaction of faith at work in our lives. Verse 18, he says, but someone will say, remember we talked to you just a few moments ago, that faith has to be more than just a confession. Faith has to be more than just what we say. So the writer says, but someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith, he says, without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. So in other words, some people, maybe some listening today, will say, I have faith, you may have deeds, but I have faith. Some people say, you may have deeds, but I have faith. But James is saying to us, how can you have one without the other? For one is the natural result of having the other. If you have faith, you will have, we're talking genuine faith. We're not talking just a confession of faith, but we're talking about faith in motion, faith that accomplishes, faith that does things and accomplishes things. If you have faith, the natural result of the work. So you see, they accompany one another. Almost think about a train pulling cars down a train track. The engine is likened to faith. The cars may be likened to work. Unless the engine goes in motion, the cars will stand still. But if faith is set in motion, everything that's connected to your faith, whether that's healing, whether that's provision, whether that's salvation, whether that's reconciliation, those things will go in motion as well. They will move from one place to another. And that's what we talked about. Work is an activity. That means it must be active. You cannot have an activity without engaging in some type of active thing. You must be doing something, thanks to God. So we're talking to you today about faith at work because God gave us faith so that it could accomplish things in our life. We're going to read on a little further here. We're going to see some of the examples that James gave about people who exercised faith. And exercise, again, is an activity. It is something that we must do in order to gain the benefit of the activity. If our bodies are going to be strengthened, we must exercise them. Same thing with our faith. If your faith, thanks to God, is going to be strengthened, you must exercise it. You must do something. You must move. You must, sometimes in the case of physical exercise, you must carry weight. You must push yourself. And I pray today in the name of Jesus Christ that this lesson will help some of us to move beyond just a confession phase to a profession phase where our faith accomplishes much in this world. You see another text, James says that the prayer of faith will accomplish much and the sick shall recover if we lay hands on them and pray over them in the name of the Lord. That is faith at work. Let's continue to read on. Thanks to God. It says in verse 19, you believe that there is one God, good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. So some people say, all right, hey, I believe in God, and he's the James says, good. But that is not enough. For even the devils believe in God. But just believing in God and having faith in God is two totally different things. It says in verse 20, you foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? He said, was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did? Someone said, for what he did. Abraham wasn't considered righteous for what he believed. Only he was declared righteous by what he did based on his belief or faith based to God. He goes on. Was not Abraham considered righteous for what he did? And this is what he did. When he offered his son Isaac on the altar. Verse 22. So you see that his faith and his actions were working together. Someone said working together. He says faith and his actions. Remember we said work is an activity. It is something you do. In the case of Abraham, he offered up his son Isaac. He didn't just say, God, I have faith that you're going to provide for me. God, I have faith that you're Jehovah Jireh. And Abraham said, God, because I believe that you are Jehovah Jireh, I'm going to offer Isaac, and I'm going to do this to show that I believe that you will provide a replacement for Isaac. That's faith at work. And so the scripture tells us that was not Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? So you see that his faith, verse 22 again, so you see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. It's almost like it's payday now. If you go to work for 40 hours a week, at the end of the week, if you get paid weekly, you expect to get paid for the work that you've done. Faith is an activity that God has given us. If faith is a power, a gift that will cause activity or some type of action to take place in us that will bring about results, thanks to God. In the case of Abraham, he believed that God would raise up Isaac from the dead, but in order for God to raise him up, he would have to have offered him on the altar. We're talking about faith at work today. Looking at the book of James, you see some examples in Scripture of how people didn't just say they believed God, but because they believed God, they took some action to show that God was worth putting their trust in. That it is worth believing God, that you actually, in fact, that you actually do believe in God. We go on and we read in verse 23 where it says, and the scripture was fulfilled that says, first, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. That was the result of the activity or the work that Abraham did. It began just with believing and faith in this invisible God that spoke to him. And he took action upon what God said. And as a result, he was credited by God as being righteous. And not only that, it says he was called God's friend. So in conclusion, James says in verse 24, you see that a person is considered righteous not by what they say, thanks to God, but you see a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. That is, not by just confessing faith alone. But a person is considered righteous, that is, in right standing with God by what they do and not just by faith alone. Now, you notice he didn't say that you're justified just by what you do. He's saying that you must believe God, but your belief in God must cause you to place your faith in God or your trust in God. And if you trust God, you will obey God. Faith at work. So this is something that's relevant for us because many of us are in the confession phase. God, I believe this. God, I believe that. I'm believing God for this. And God is saying, okay, if you do believe it, what action will you take? Will you lay hands on the sick? If you believe God for healing, will you call for the elders of the church and let them anoint you in the name of the Lord? And do you believe that as a result of the prayer of faith that you shall recover or that the sick shall recover? These are the things that will be relevant. These are the types of things that will manifest in our life. In the case of Peter, when the disciples were accused of not paying taxes, and Jesus told Peter to go fish, Peter had to take an action. He didn't just go to Jesus and say, Jesus, ask the Father to send us a miraculous supply of money. Just out of nowhere, Jesus told Peter, if you believe that God can provide for you, take this action. Go fish, Jesus says, and the first fish that you catch, open his mouth and there will be a gold coin in there. And you pay your taxes as well as mine. That's faith in action. I pray that somebody's getting this today because, yeah, you may have faith, but what good is it without any evidence of your faith? It is useless, James says in verse 20. He says, Do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? So I believe today that many people have faith. The first place that your faith needs to be is faith that Jesus died for your sins. Believe this. Believe that Jesus died for your sins and that you've been set free from the penalty of sin. And if you believe that, you place your faith in Jesus, that means that now the action you want to take is you want to learn of him. You want to abide in him. You want him to abide in you. In other words, you want to follow after his footsteps. You want to follow his teachings. You want to live like Jesus lived. You want to do as Jesus instructed us to do. You want to be obedient to God. And as you take that first step of faith, then whatever it is that you're confronted with, Jesus says to his disciples that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will speak to mountains. You won't just have faith that the mountain will move. If you really have faith that the mountain will move, Jesus says, then you will speak to the mountain. That is the work. That is the action. That is what you must do. And it shall obey whatever you speak to it. This is a very important thing to God because there's a measure of faith, there's a gift of faith, and there's a word of faith in each one of our mouths. So we must speak that faith in order for our faith to go to work for us. Hallelujah. Here's another example here, verse 25. He says, in the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did? Someone said, for what she did. When she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. So James concludes his second chapter by saying, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead as well. Do you have faith, thanks to God? Good. But what good is it? Unless it accomplishes something, either for you or for someone else. Faith is not something that God gives us just to sit on a museum wall, to be looked at, to be observed. Faith is an activity generator. That means your faith should be generating some type of activity, whether in your life or in the lives of others. So you will see in the case of James, he says, Abraham's faith was set in motion, and God provided a ram instead of Abram, instead of Isaac. A Rahab's faith was set in motion, or her faith was at work when she hid the spies and sent them out in a different direction. That is faith at work. So some of you today, praise the God, may your faith go beyond receiving it. It is a necessary part of the process, yes. But after you receive faith, put faith to work in your life. Lay hands on the sick. Obey the voice of the Lord. If you call for the elders of the church, cast out demons, speak to mountains, whatever the situation may be, we believe that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, that is those who are in right standing with God, as Abram was called in this letter we see today, he says that he was considered to be a friend of God simply because he believed God and his actions corresponded to what he said he believed, and God credited him as in right standing. He was called God's friend. I believe today that not only are you God's child if you have placed your faith in Jesus, but he wants you to be his friend as well. And so, children of God today, what good is it if we claim to have faith but have no works? Can faith save us? I pray that you see in the example of Scripture that we must place faith in Christ and in the work that Christ has done. And if we have faith in Christ, he says, greater works than these shall we accomplish in the earth. So, Father, I thank you today for this word. May faith be active and alive in the life of every person in the sound of my voice today and accomplish great things in their lives and lives of others. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen.